Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We're asking, should there be stricter rules to try and tackle e-scooters across the country? Because the government's considering a new range of ways and measures to target the misuse of e-scooters. This is following an increase in incidents with cars and vehicles. John is with me on the line today, 1800 453 106. John, do we need more regulation?
I don't think so, Andrea. No. I don't misuse it. You know, I don't abuse my e-scooter, and I don't do wheelies on it, if you like. I'm almost 70 years of age, and I've had one now for 10 years. I actually had two up until about 2 months ago when I sold one. So now it's just me and one e-scooter. But I use it practically on a daily basis. Saves me walking. And I think it helps to keep me fit and a bit healthy. You know, as much as I could be at, you know, my age.
But you're sticking to the rules, John, by the sounds of it.
It depends what you mean by the rules. I don't wear a helmet. You know, I wear gloves, I wear goggles, I wear a scarf.
But you stick to the speed limit, the 20-kilometre speed limit.
The scooter is governed to 25 km/h. Now, there are ways, some of the young fellas have offered to trick it from me or this type of thing, but I've no need to. I'm quite happy at 25 km/h. I'm not reckless. I am old enough to know not to be reckless, but if you look at it, young fellas were always reckless, and I think they always will be. You know, if it's a push bike or a motorbike or a car or whatever, they are reckless. They have to grow out of it. But the e-scooters, I find them, you know, efficient. You know, and there's no emissions from them, no smoke.
Yeah.
They're cheaper to run than a car.
You see the benefit of them.
You know, and they keep traffic levels down. And if you have enough sense to use them properly, you know, they're grand. They're fine.
What's the harm? But what about you, Kieran? Kieran Hayes is with us as well, John. Kieran is the owner of Mega Bikes. Do we need more regulations and enforcement to govern e-scooter use?
To be honest, I think probably enforcement is where it's at. Like, I mean, if you see someone like John who's using it the way it's supposed to be used, that's fine. They make a lot of sense, you know, from many aspects. But the majority of the people, you know, don't use them like John does. They're going up and down by our shop doing 60 kilometres an hour, all in black, no PPE, no helmet, you know, and no lights. You know, in the middle of winter, you're walking off the street or you're reversing out of a drive or something and they're just shooting by, you know. So I don't think the regulation is going to change a whole lot. There's regulations there. It just really needs people to enforce the regulations to see it right, you know.
Do you ever, John, see anybody out enforcing the regulations? Like, do you ever see enforcement when you're out in the e-scooter?
The cops will stop young fellas if they see them on the scooter. But if they see an old fella like me, you know, I'm just let go. I carry on, Andrea.
I
don't get stopped by them. I don't get questioned. I don't get pulled in by them. But, you know, I would miss it. You know, I would miss it if it was taken off me, if the cops tried to take it off me or that. I would miss it. I know that. And at the moment, it does help me. I know it sounds strange. Like, it's not really, you know, an exercise machine. But it does do me head good. I feel it in my leg muscles after. You know, it helps me with my balance.
Well, there's a lot of benefits. There's a lot of benefits, Kieran, when you hear John talking about how he uses the e-scooter. But as you say, you've witnessed people flying up and down the road doing an awful lot more than 20 kilometres an hour.
Yeah, like, and exactly. Like, I mean, for guys getting in and out of the city and getting on off Lewis's, it's just making that little connection to their journey, they make sense. Like, you know what I mean? But like I say, the majority of people aren't using it for that. They're flying around town at crazy speeds with no respect for anyone else either on the road or the footpath, you know. And
they shouldn't be on the footpath unless it's enforced.
Well, exactly, they shouldn't be. But like, I mean, unless someone's going to stop them and take them off the footpath, you know, they're not going to change, you know what I mean? So like I said, it's like a lot of things in this country with traffic wise, just enforcement is the key.
That's the actual problem.
To kind of, exactly, that's what I would think.
Do you sell e-scooters?
We don't, no.
No.
No,
but do you see? But do you see an increase in demand for them? Like, are people looking for them?
We don't get a lot of people in looking for them, in fairness now, you know what I mean? But like, you see them in retail outlets around the place, like, you know what I mean? And you see them, but like I say, the problem is that they're very easy to modify. Like, even if a shop or an outlet sells them, you know, it's very easy for someone to plug in and modify them. So where they're only supposed to do 20, but all of a sudden they can do 45 or 50, you know?
Well, that's it. I mean, you're supposed to be over 16 or at least 16 years of age. The scooter must weigh under 25 kilograms, and then the speed is 20 kilometers per hour. And aside from that, then as well, you need to obviously be on the, you know, on the road or in the cycle lanes. You've still got to obey the traffic laws and rules, and you should be trying to, well, you should be avoiding the footpath as well. Colin Baker is the managing director of Back to the Future Tech Support. Colin, you're an e-scooter user. Do we need more regulation?
You might say fanatic. I got into them very early on, and I was sort of a skateboarder in my time, so I was really interested in the sort of the fun side of it. And of course, it became a very practical commuting device as the congestion in Dublin got worse and worse and worse over the years. Look, they're an essential tool for getting around. And as John rightly said there, he's behaving well. It actually is good for you to be getting out, good for you to have that mobility, that balance. And for lots of my nurse friend recently, a lot of the nurses in her hospital use them to get to hospital on time. And there's been a couple of cases where, you know, the ward wasn't fully staffed as a result of various incidents that go on the M50 and various causes and factors and congestion. So we absolutely need them. As regards regulation, the regulations are there, as Kieran has said. It's not the regulations themselves. It's the power, the ability, the appetite and the tools that police have to use their common sense and their discretion and their judgment to see and to deal with those misbehaviours. As Kieran said, there was a dominance of people misbehaving. Mm-hmm. I don't see that. But we all have seen, by the way, definitively, e-scooters are blamed. They seem to be the fall guy for a lot of misbehaviour on the streets. It is e-bikes and e-scooters where it crops up. In fact, I've seen more of it on e-bikes. And by definition, there are a lot more unregulated e-bikes in the country than there are e-scooters.
How do you know
that? So commercially speaking, in terms of sales, from what we can read, now not all sales are recorded or evidenced, but from what we can see, Xiaomi is the leading distributor and seller of e-scooters in Ireland. Xiaomi is a legitimate company, as we know. They are CE approved and regulated, and they have various rules that they tend to be very compliant in the regions that they operate in.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of the unbranded product out there obviously can come in through AliExpress or Temu or various other suppliers out there. They will tend to have, they'll often have fake CE approval on them. They'll often have badly made chargers and batteries. And I would see that the e-bike market, there's a lot more of those tertiary, unregulated, unknown, here today, gone tomorrow brands.
But regardless of that, the rules are there for a reason, and regardless of what product you go out and buy, you as the user should still have to adhere to them.
Absolutely, but when you buy the regulated stuff, they are under 25 kilograms. They are difficult to hack, and they do run at less than 25 kilometers an hour, and they're geometrically and physically well set up for safety. Back to your regulation question, it just does come down, as Kieran says, to enforcement. Mm. We've all seen these blackguards, quite honestly, of whatever age, going around on way overpowered e-bikes and e-scooters, dressed in black, no lights, no regard for anyone else on the footpath or the street, doing wheelies. And, you know, these things aren't cheap. I think we all have a reasonable idea of where the finance is coming for these things, and in many cases, what activity they're actually engaging in. So there is a huge onus on those involved in enforcement, not just the police themselves, but the tools and mechanisms behind them to ensure that the hard-working cops on our streets have the resources to be able to stop these guys. Do you know that if a chap is on a bike misbehaving, the guards are actually, it is very difficult for them to in a compliant way, stop them. They can raise their hand, they can shout at them to stop, but they can't actually force them to stop and get off the bike. They're taking the you-know-what when they're passing the guards. So it's not just regulations. We've got the regulations. It's enforcement.
It's the enforcement, okay. So it's the adequate enforcement for it.
We need to get off our high horse as well. You know, we might say, well, it might be a police state. We don't want guards to have that kind of control. They might injure somebody. Look, if people are taking our lives in their hands by misbehaving on the streets on these mostly illegal devices, then they take their lives as well. They take that risk.
Interesting text here as well from Jim in Bray. He says, I was standing at a bus stop yesterday in Bray. Along comes a young fella, maybe about 18 years of age, whizzing along down the path, 20 kilometres an hour minimum on the footpath. The road was empty at the time. I was wondering, why on earth are people actually doing this? Sure, the whole thing was just an accident waiting to happen. Audrey is with us too, Colin. Audrey, you have a guide dog. What's your experience with encounters with e-scooters?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I'll just say at the outset that I'm not against e-scooters as somebody blind with a guide dog. I have no vision at all. And my dog works extremely hard when I have to share the pavement with e-scooters and e-bikes. I can't hear them. I can't see them. And they tend to kind of just arrive up behind kind of me on the footpath. I think if there was some kind of enforcement, it would make it a lot easier. But I'm not sure how that would be kind of, attempted. And I don't know about the different brands of scooters, but I certainly know I can hear, like when I do hear, if there are some of them that make a slight whirring sound, they certainly seem to be going very fast. And I know that from chatting with other people with sight loss, and total sight, you know, who are totally blind as well, that there is a fear now that, like, we share, or these kind of e-scooters share the footpath with pedestrians with disabilities or more vulnerable disabilities.
Well, that's a massive problem. Like, if somebody is up on an e-scooter, Audrey, you know, along the footpath, you know, along any kind of a sort of pathway, and if you're there and you've maybe young children, and maybe there's people with, you know, children in prams and buggies, elderly people, and you take an e-scooter, even at 20 kilometres an hour, whizzing along.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, like, it is an accident.
It's worth thinking about.
Yeah.
I think so too, yeah. And, you know, I think the problem is, to be honest, from my perspective, okay, it's one thing people use e-scooters and e-bikes, but when I have to share the footpath with a cycle lane, as somebody blind, or somebody in a wheelchair, as you say, somebody with a buggy, small children, I think sometimes there are cyclists who are, or e-scooter users, who are more reckless than maybe they should be. I'm not saying they're all kind of irresponsible. I always appreciate when somebody is kind of sharing the footpath and passing on an e-scooter, and they might let me know, look, I'm on an e-scooter. You don't have to move. Your dog doesn't have to do any additional work. And that is appreciated. But yeah, it is an accident. And I have heard of near misses regarding people with sight loss and these kind of
it's problematic. There is no question about it, Audrey. What about you, Cian Ginty? Cian is the editor of Irish Cycle. Is it more regulation or more enforcement? Like, the rules are already there, Cian.
I think for the devices themselves, more enforcement is needed. But I think there is a missing gap in regulation, and it was kind of spoke about there before. And it's the same with e-bikes. There needs to be more enforcement at the retail level. There are e-bikes and e-scooters being sold which aren't legal, and that's not right. That's misleading some consumers too, who aren't, not everybody's okay with the law when they're buying an e-bike or an e-scooter. It's not right that these devices are for sale on legitimate websites like Amazon. Never mind about Temu and places like that. But even Temu.
But is that not like saying that the car dealer is to blame for irresponsible driving? Like, for the person that's buying the bike? Is it not? Is the onus not on them to make sure that the product they've purchased is for use and legitimate to use in Irish roads?
Well, a good example of this is overpowered e-bikes, as mentioned there. Overpowered e-bikes are being sold into the market. They're strictly illegal unless they can be registered as mopeds, and a lot of them can't be because they're not type approved. So they need a special type of approval to then be registered as mopeds, mm-hmm. which they legally are. They're not e-bikes once they're overpowered. They're mopeds. And they're illegal mopeds rather than illegal e-bikes.
What about this texter, Kev, who just makes the issue around, you know, the lack of sound? They make the point today that all electric scooters, bikes, they should all be required to make an audible sound when in motion. Is that not part of the problem? Maybe from a safety perspective, is it? Are you there, Kevin? Have we lost Kevin? Yeah, Cian, you're still with us. You are?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Is that part of the issue, the fact there's no audible sound off them?
I definitely, like, from your other caller's perspective, from a person who's blind or visually impaired, some even low level of sound could definitely help with some of the devices, especially e-scooters, which are lighter and they would be less likely to make any sound than a bicycle. Definitely that could, looking at that could help. But I mean, at the moment, as I was saying, the current devices that are being sold, I can't see why, like, those devices, especially the mopeds, they need to be registered. So why isn't there a system in place that any retailer registers them before they're put out? It happens with car dealers. Car dealers have to start the registration process and pay VRT. So I mean, why not start the registration process with e-bikes as well? And in the case of e-scooters that are overpowered, they're just illegal. They can't be sold. Mm-hmm. So
simple as that.
They should be just be blocked from sales.
No,
I mean, if we focus like on the current legislation that's there, and beef that up in terms of the government has to admit that there is some regulation needed in terms of sale, the point of sale. That's the area. It's not trying to look at new regulations. The regulations there for the devices are already very strict.
Yeah.
In fact, I'd have some sympathy for your other caller there. He said his device can go up to 25 kilometers per hour. That's not actually legal. And for a user who is using it for a legitimate use, who's not breaking the law except for his device isn't strictly legal, I'd have sympathy for him. The targeting of the enforcement really needs to be at the people who are causing the problems. Mm-hmm. It's not him. It's the people who are using them recklessly. Like, it's similar, a lot of the real enthusiasts of e-scooters made the point at the start was that some of the higher-powered e-scooters actually are safer devices because they have better braking systems and they're not now allowed because they're heavier, because those braking systems
The 25 kilometres, Cian, just to clarify briefly, is the 25 kilometres is the weight, the 20 kilometres is the speed.
Yes, but I think your caller said that his goes up to 25 kilometres.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And a lot of the devices do. Ireland's speed limit on the devices is quite low. Understandably, I can understand where they're coming from, but a lot of the attention is on trying to add layers when the current regulations aren't working.
Similarly,
you can see that with the doctors advising we need extra protections for e-scooter users.
They did. They made that point actually last year around the level or the increase in traumatic brain injuries that's been caused as a result of accidents, you know, and mainly involving e-scooter users that are getting the main effect of it. This texter makes the point that the guards need to take an active interest in enforcing laws around e-scooters. This texter says they've contacted the guards on a couple of occasions in relation to e-scooters whizzing past them on footpaths while they're out walking. The guards responded with the lack of resources excuse, so I've suggested that they post a guard the car at the local schools, maybe once a month, 8:30 in the morning. They'll catch dozens at a time and take them off the road. I think it's a simple but effective solution. It'll probably most likely fall on deaf ears, says this listener. Keep your thoughts coming into us. Do we need greater, stricter rules around the use of e-scooters in Irish roads?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. conversation that counts.